Engagement.
The right word.
But also like to thank the board members for coming out and being supportive of and dedicated to the causes of patriotism. I would like to welcome our latest seated board member, Richard. Is it Macias or Macias?
Macias.
So why don't we welcome Richard on board. And I'm going to give Richard a couple minutes to introduce himself and say whatever he wants to say.
This is my first time here. I've only been to a few meetings before. Anyway, Rick Macias, thank you guys. I appreciate this opportunity. I know it's just for a couple months, but I do appreciate the opportunity to get the feel of what's going on and become more part of KPFK. I've been a listener sponsor for almost 15 years. So thanks to Jerry Quigley back in the day, got me into KPFK, and I really miss that guy. Some great shows. And thank you all. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Welcome to you. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Sure.
Grace
Aaron?
Here.
Jen Aaron?
Here.
Jonathan Alexander?
He's running late.
Fred Blair?
I'm all
here. The treasurer is present. Sharon Brown?
Here.
Sandy Childs?
Here.
Roberta Eidman?
Here.
Leslie Fox? Here. Stephen France?
Here.
Charles Fredericks?
Present.
Mariana Gladney? Jan Goodman?
Here.
Tej Grewald? Steve Kaiser?
Here.
Maggie LaPeak?
Here.
Ali Lexa?
Never mind.
Richard Macias?
Here.
And I don't know if he's actually been seated yet, but I'll mark you up. Barbara Marbach?
Here.
Michael Novick?
Present.
Risa Fora?
Here.
Steve Fry?
Here.
Leslie Radford?
Here.
Dorothy Reich?
Here.
Lila Reason?
Here.
Mansoor has an excused absence.
Well, the aspirin.
Yes. Fernando Velasquez?
Depende.
Okay. We do have quorum.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Next order of business.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move that we accept the excused absence of Mansoor.
If there's no objection,
is there a second?
This is
second.
Okay. Any objection?
Alicia.
Hearing no objections?
Motion passes.
Resignation of Christian Beck. I think, as everyone knows, Christian Beck has resigned from the board. The reason being he's from the area, so.
Richard Macias
is actually. Stephen was seated. I'm not sure if everyone was aware. Stephen France is a board member of France. He was seated at the last board meeting, so I'm just going to want to welcome him to his full official board meeting as well.
I heard that Christian Beck got a job opportunity in the Morro Bay area, so it's not that he resigned for any other reasons than personal issues of going to work.
Yes, that's exactly the information that I received as well. So,
where's Morro Bay?
Morro Bay.
It's next to Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant.
Oh, really?
Which, coaching a baseball team.
Survives that.
Coaching a baseball team.
Is that Northern Santa Barbara?
So,
his coaching is called the Atomic Shuttle.
Do I hear the seating of Richard Macias?
Macias.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to spell your name phonetically. Ma.
It's a soft eye, not a hard eye.
Ma.
See.
Us.
There we go. Okay, do I hear a motion? To see which of the is?
I so move. I second.
Okay. Do I hear any objections? Hearing none. Richard, welcome aboard. Motion passes. Seating LSD, okay, we got that. Excuse absence request. We've already done that. We're out of order a little bit here. Can I have two volunteers as timekeepers? Okay, Steve, you will segment?
No, the individuals.
Individual?
We need somebody on segments. Monsieur's not here.
Can we have a volunteer for this? Barbara? Okay, so Barbara, thank you so much for volunteering. She'll do the segment timekeeping for us. Everyone should have a copy of the agenda in front of them. I believe it should have been distributed electronically as well prior to the meeting. Do I hear a motion for approval of the agenda?
Just give it a second.
Okay. Steve Kaiser is going to do individual, and Barbara will do the segments.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
On H, I'm going to have to leave early, so I don't know if I'll be here for that, for approving the schedule for the next meeting. I'd like to move that up to follow if that would be okay.
So you want to make that next?
Right, and I because I also have a different preference in terms, I have a different preference in terms of date. I would prefer the 10th of December. So if we could move that up, I would appreciate it.
11th.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. With that change of moving item H after item F, are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the agenda has been approved. Next item of business will be the item H, which is now going to be approved by December LSD meeting dates. I believe our meeting date right now, Roberta, is November 20th.
It would have normally been that. That's
why don't you speak on this?
Yeah, that is the Sunday before Thanksgiving. And, you know, what with travel plans and other things. And we did get our election results. The many people suggested, rather than have a November meeting, simply meet earlier in December, and at which point the full board is seated and blah, blah, blah. So, and then we would have December mostly free to have our holidays year end. Two dates were suggested, a Sunday the 4th, and also some people, and Myla also now, thought Sunday the 11th would be better. I'm fine with whatever. The general principle is no November meeting and an early December one at which the new board will be seated. So I did.
Call the question.
Okay.
Is the question moving the agenda item, or are we actually on the...
We're on the subject matter.
On the subject matter.
So I move we have our December meeting on December 11th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
I don't count them. I will count by this.
Okay.
Without opposition,
the motion passes.
Point of information. So are you saying there's no November meeting?
No.
Correct. Well,
so the next meeting will be December 11th.
Have we moved on canceling the November meeting?
Sorry, I shouldn't say. It probably requires a separate motion.
Yeah. I would.
To set the meeting? Okay, so why don't we make a motion to actually, I guess, cancel the November meeting?
Can we have some discussion?
Yes.
I am not in favor of that. I think we got too much business to just forego the November meeting altogether. I think we can move it up maybe to the 13th, like we moved up the December meeting, to accommodate people's Thanksgiving plans. But I think we got too much going on. I don't know if I'm alone on that, but everybody looking at me, I guess I am.
No, you can make a motion now.
Any other discussion?
Well, I wonder whether that is because some of the people who are on the board right now, kind of a lame duck session. If you were on the board now, won't be on the board after the...
When are they seated? In December?
December, yeah.
I don't know. Is that relevant?
Could you use the mic, please?
I understand Steve's concern. However, the main thing we would need to review are the finances and the budget. And it doesn't look like the Finance Committee is ready to give us enough information to really work on that as a local station board in November. So I think we need to push up that discussion. But I will. I would say that it might be better to have an earlier meeting in December so that the seating of the new board doesn't interfere with holiday busyness, and because we really are not prepared to have a lengthy discussion of our finances, and I don't see any other in November, and I don't see any other urgent business. But if there is any, please inform us, anyone else.
Could you explain why we couldn't discuss the finance situation in... Oh.
I'll just repeat it because of the mic situation. Could we have, a little cross discussion here to just ask Grace if she could explain why we couldn't have the finance discussion that we would want to have in early November?
I'll throw that over to Fred, who's the treasurer and the chair of the Finance Committee.
We do have the adjusted budget that was sent to us by Leslie, but there are still outstanding items and that we need to go over on that.
Could you just explain that so that people who are not on the Finance Committee, like me, who don't have any understanding. I mean, to me, it's like, finance. We'll just talk about it, whatever. But we need to understand in order to vote one way or the other.
What are the outstanding items?
Well,
is that working?
Just speak loud.
Yeah. We still need to get information on the union settlement and the effect that that's going to have. I haven't had enough time to go over it in detail, over the budget in detail. I'm sorry, I really can't give you a good answer at this point in time.
It's something we can't work up in 4 weeks, Fred.
Yeah, I've been having physical problems for the last 2 weeks.
Charles Lydia and Ben Michael.
And haven't been able to go over the budget in enough detail to answer that.
I think that speaking to Steve's concerns, I share them, I guess, partially because I'm going to be termed out in December. And November would be the last chance to actually accomplish anything. There are things that I think are important and pressing relating to the budget, but not directly involved in a budget consideration. In other words, like, what are we doing to for researching other avenues of income? Are we, as the LSB, are we assisting management in investigating and formulating plans for reformatting the web, finding other streams of income, working together more fluidly with the various committees? I think there are things that we could be doing in November other than just going over the budgetary figures.
Lydia?
Yes, and I think we'd be hard-pressed to not allow the sitting members of the board to finish out their year. This is kind of unprecedented. I don't recall. Maybe it's happened before. I've known us to reschedule the in November to make the meeting earlier in order not to run into the Thanksgiving weekend. But I don't recall that we have ever canceled it. I also don't believe that in Pacifica there is such a thing as a lame duck session, because our devoted members, if you ran for the board, you're going to continue to be involved more than likely, the occasion is rare, in some way with Pacifica. And and we have some of the members that ran are alternates and maybe back on the board and whatever. But the main thing is, I don't believe that it's right to cut someone's year that they have been elected for short. And I would instead favor having rescheduling our meeting from the third week to the second week in November. That's an amendment.
Michael?
Well, I'll second that amendment. I have an additional amendment, I guess, or substitute to offer. I think that, everybody in this board is elected to serve.
Point of personal privilege. Please speak louder. I just can't hear you.
Okay, I seconded Lydia's amendment that we rescheduled.
Continue to speak louder, just not the first three words. I just can't hear you.
I seconded Lydia's amendment to reschedule the November meeting to November 13th, and I want to offer an additional amendment. I think that meeting should be a town hall-style meeting to solicit listener input on securing the future of KPFK. Since we have failed to hold any town halls this year, we're mandated to hold two. I think if the LSB takes its responsibility seriously, that would be one way to fulfill at least partially that responsibility that we have.
Okay. I think there's a
motion. I second that.
Okay, so the original motion was to cancel the November meeting. Lydia, did you make an amendment to that motion?
Yes, to have it the second
The 13th.
And you were just in agreement to second her amendment.
No, I offered an additional amendment
to the town hall. So let's vote on the town hall portion. All those in favor?
What? Can you restate it so we know what we're voting on?
We're voting on the amendment to the amendment, which the original motion was to cancel the November meeting. It was amended to actually move that to the 13th of November. That was amended to make it also a town hall. So we're going to vote on the amendment to the amendment.
I just, before we vote on that, my concerns is I think it's an admirable idea, but where and who's going to organize it? It's, you know, you want a town hall meeting in less than 4 weeks. Where and who's going to organize it and advertise it?
What were your thoughts, Michael, just to have people come here?
And fund it, I'm sorry.
How would it be different?
I think it should be in a larger venue. Maybe some previous town halls have been held at Loyola Law School in the auditorium. I think the officers of the LSB would be the people who would organize it. I'd be willing to volunteer to work on it as well.
Roberta?
Just pointing out that... Mike, you've got a mic right there.
Just pointing out that is the November 11th weekend, and I don't know if it's celebrated that Monday or the Friday before or whatever, Veterans Day.
It's always on the 11th.
It's always on the physical day, so that would be a Friday. Okay, and would you envision in this town hall that we just have opening roll call and then open the floor, or do we conduct business and discuss finance which in a gnarly finance committee way? What do you envision happening at that type of structure?
If that's Veterans Day, is that the... I'm sorry.
I'm just talking about the level of content detail. If we really pour into the financials at a detail level, that's going to turn off visiting public. If we just open it to getting input from the public, and which is fine, it's not going to really blend well with passing a bunch of spreadsheets and questioning line items. It's a little bit of a weird hybrid.
Okay, Steve, Jen.
I think it's too late to organize something on the level of a town hall. I think it's something we need 2 months to plan and get the venue and everything like that. And what we got on our plate, I would like to see us deal, like, maybe with the financial matters in preparation for the change of the seating of the new members in December. I think right now it's not a good time for that. Maybe in January or maybe December would be better. At least give us 2 months, and it would be kind of a ceremony of setting new members. It might attract, you know, other people.
Jen, Charles, Dorothy. Steve Bright, I'm sorry. Steve Bright and Dorothy.
I actually think having a town hall meeting is a good idea. And it'd be nice to have 2 months to plan it, but I think 4 weeks is enough time to plan a meeting. I mean, basically, you know, what's involved, the important thing involved is getting a venue. I don't think, however, that just saying, oh, we'll have the officers, the executive committee do it is fair, because they already have their plates full. So I think that in order to do this, we need some volunteers who are willing to, you know, the biggest thing is getting the venue and getting the venue next week to be able to publicize it. We do have the largest microphone in Southern California, so getting the word out, it's not like we have to depend on our phone calls and our emails, although, of course, that would be good. So I think that in order to pass this rationally, we need to have at least two people volunteer to really work on it.
Okay. We only have about a minute left in the segment, so I don't know if
I'm moved to extend the segment for 5 minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Opposed.
So let's take the vote again. All those in favor?
Extending the segment
for 5 minutes.
8 in favor of extending. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Motion passes. Okay, was then for 5 minutes. You were finished?
I was saying we need volunteers.
Volunteers. So Charles, Steve Pride, Dorothy, and Fernando.
Speaking to Roberta's concerns about how deeply we would go into financials at the town hall, I would like to hear Fred's input on that. It seems that, according to his previous statement, the things that we would need to know to have a meaningful discussion would not be ready at that time. Is that what I heard you say?
No. If you're talking about current, I was talking about the budget. If you're talking about financials, currently the financials are produced by the National Office. The latest financials that we have, I believe, are August 31st. So we're missing September, which is the end of our fiscal year. So,
but those will be ready by November 13th.
It's an open question, given the disarray of the National Office. But in any case, we know, we can talk about the financial situation of both KPFK and Pacifica through at least August.
Well, that would be a meaningful discussion for our
town. Yeah, but I'm not sure how many people in the general public are really interested in the details of that. I mean, we're interested because we're in governance, and that's our responsibility. I think most people in the public would, their eyes would glaze over if we really started getting into the financials.
Well, I don't know I don't know that we have to go that deeply into it, but I know that the people in the public that I've spoken to, what they hear on the air every fund drive is, oh my God, the doors are closing.
Yeah.
Okay, unless you give money right now. So, yeah, I think that they would be concerned with having a little bit more detail, seeing as how that's the only message they hear. They need to have it fleshed out. They need to understand what's going on. So I would be in favor of that.
Steve Pryde.
Yeah, I think the 13th is a great date, and that's why my show has been planning a fundraiser that afternoon for the last 2 months. So obviously I'll be voting against it. I can't be there. I'm hoping to encourage people to go to my fundraiser and not that. Thank you.
I'm confused. Do we need to have some of the finance information held in a closed session? Is this all open to the public? What's going on with our finances exactly?
Could I respond to that?
Yeah.
The finances of nonprofit corporations and for-profit corporations are public information. They're legally required by state law. You have to file audits every, you know, if you make over $2 million every year, you have to file an audit. And we're actually in violation of that. And, now personnel issues are closed session material, but financial information, we're supposed to be transparent. And that's our legal obligation for being able to fundraise and collect. Basically, the state considers the money that we receive from the public as public money. Mm-hmm. And we have to be open about that on principle.
All right, so we'll be airing all our dirty laundry.
What?
We'll be airing all our dirty laundry.
Well, I think the question or what we're discussing is whether or not we want to have a town hall meeting, and then also what do we want to discuss at this town hall meeting. So I think that's what's on the floor that we're discussing, whether or not we want to have this town meeting, and then if we do choose to have it, what are we going to do at it? What are we going to discuss? And I mean, we don't have to necessarily have a detailed financial discussion. We could just give the public, you know, an update in regards to what's going on. I think that would be feasible if we choose to vote to have this town hall. Fernando, I think you're next. And we're at 1 minute now, so we need to move on. Am I on?
30 seconds, please.
I think it's a great idea to have this town hall meeting. I've been more than happy to help out, find a venue before our deadline. And we'll have it if you guys are willing to support us.
I agree that I think that it is important to clarify what's going on with the finances, and I think that the two things that the public are most interested in are programming, number one and number two. Finances directly tie into that.
Michael?
Yeah, I think that the main concern that I hear from listeners is why we're in fund drives so often, which is about finances and programming. And I think that a discussion listening to our listeners about, as I say, securing the future of KPFK is about having programming that meets community needs and establishes a base for secure financing that doesn't require so many fund drives. And I think it's a very appropriate discussion for us to listen to what the listeners are concerned about in that regard. And I think it could be separated from the question of the 13th. It is a separate amendment. We can decide the date later.
We're out of time.
We're out of time. The second. So I guess we need to call the question, which is the amendment. So we'll take a vote on having the town hall. So those in favor, raise show of hands. Someone please silence. Yeah. There's a phone ringing somewhere. Please turn your phone off. Oh, I'm sorry.
Those in favor of having a town hall, and we're saying in November, correct?
November 13th.
This is a separate amendment. This is just about town hall.
Let's not specify.
Point of information. What are we voting on? He's changing it.
Having the town hall on November 13th.
No,
right?
Well, two separate amendments. The amendment by the 13th is the amendment by the town hall. You could have the town hall on the 20th or some other day.
Can we vote on the 13th first?
Can we have water in the gallery?
Motion that's on the floor is the amendment to have
the town hall. So those in favor of having a town hall by show of hands?
In November.
In November.
Yes,
in November. In favor, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Those opposed?
Those opposed to having a town hall in November. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Does the chair wish to vote? Does the chair wish to vote?
No.
Any abstentions?
Any abstentions, too?
Two abstentions. Motion carries 8-7 with two abstentions.
Okay, so now the next order of business, we have a motion on the floor for the date of the meeting, which is November 13th, correct?
13th.
That was
Veterans Day weekend.
Veterans Day weekend. Okay. Secretary, you ready to take a vote?
No, wait.
Go ahead.
We're out of time to discuss.
Yeah.
So setting the date for the town hall, all in favor of having the town hall on November.
The LSV meeting on the 13th?
The amendment was to have an LSV meeting on the 13th.
Which would be a town hall format.
So far we haven't decided on the date of the town hall.
No.
Down to the format,
it's my understanding that the motion on the floor now, since the amendment passed, is that we're voting on having the LSV meeting on November 13th, which would be a town hall format.
Correct.
Okay. So that's what we're voting on.
Okay, all in favor of that? Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Thank you so much.
11.
Yeah.
11. All opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Abstentions.
1, 2, 3. 11-4 with 3 abstentions.
Okay, so our next LSV meeting will be on November 13th. Locations to be determined. Now, I think we do have who, and Fernando volunteered to be part of the, I guess, committee, for lack of a better word.
Finding a venue for it, yeah.
Finding a venue for this town hall type LSV meeting. And we need to do that right away because, you know, people need
to. Yeah, we can do it yesterday.
We have to notice it as well. So, okay, perfect. Anyone else want to volunteer for being, and Michael Novick and Razor Forum? Perfect. Thank you guys for volunteering.
This will be at 10:30, sorry.
We don't know. They'll figure it out.
Probably later.
Okay, perfect. Next order of business is agenda approval. Do I hear a motion for approval of the, where am I? I'm sorry. Minutes. Where are we?
Point of order.
We're on G now.
Didn't we have a motion to for the December, the date of the December meeting?
We just voted on it.
I think it passed.
Well, the December meeting remains the same. We didn't change the December meeting. The original motion was to
the 11th. No, we changed it.
Did we vote? Oh, I'm sorry. Did we vote? Did it?
Yeah. We did.
Yeah. Okay. So the November meeting will be November 13th. The location to be decided. The December meeting will be December 11th here at the Peace Center.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
I have a procedural question. So I just kind of throughout there, I'm assuming that the meeting is going to be at 10:30, but there was a comment that, no, it probably will not be. We'll arrange it for a later time. I think that that time for the 11:13 meeting needs to be decided by the body. Here.
I think that would have to be venue specific, because if they locate a venue that's agreeable, but the timing is off, then that's my thought. Well, we can discuss it. Go ahead, Jan.
I move that we designate the organizers of the event, that we give them authority to set the time.
Okay.
And if we have, and I, if we want to, if somebody wants to say, give parameters, they can do that. But as far as I'm concerned,
can I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Do you want to name the organizers?
It was, raise your hands, yeah. The people
Fernando,
who want
Michael,
to organize.
I have Michael, Fernando, and Risa.
Risa.
Could we,
Madam Chair, can we have some control on the guests?
So, okay, did you get that, Mrs. Secretary? Thank you.
The organizers will be Michael Novick, Fernando Velasquez, and
Reza.
Perfect. And did we vote if there's no opposition to the motion of?
I think we just did.
We did. Okay, perfect. I don't think we voted.
I have one more. I would also move that we request that the town hall meeting be broadcast on
KPFK.
On KPFK, that's not my issue. At least 20 times between, you know.
Announced.
What did I say? Oh, announced.
Promoted.
Announced. Promoted. Then say a minimum of 20 times a week for the 2 weeks prior to the event between, you know, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. Just as a request, we obviously don't control programming, okay. But that we...
Go ahead, a second.
Second.
Any opposition? Hearing none, motion passes. Okay, next order of business is approval of the minutes. Any changes or modifications to the minutes? You should have a copy in front of you.
I think I have a motion.
Do I hear a motion for approval?
Wait.
Someone's looking. Someone else? Second?
Okay. No, that's right.
No changes to the minutes? Modifications? All those in favor? Approve of the minutes? Those opposed? Motion carries. Next order of business, set time certain. Do I hear a motion to set a time certain for adjournment?
2:30.
2:30?
Second. I'd like to amend that
to 1:30. I'm going 1:30.
Second. Any opposition?
Yes. We won't get out of here by 1:30. We got too much to do. Well, I mean, you'll leave. So what's the surprise?
Any other
Apparently
discussion?
Not.
Okay, let's take a vote. All those in favor? Adjourning at 1:30?
Yes.
The amendment of 1:30?
Yes.
All in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry, Jonathan, will you? 5, 6, 7, 8.
We have another hand over there.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm going to start over.
Okay. Those in favor?
All in favor, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All opposed?
All right.
1, 2. Abstentions. 1, 2, 3. Motion passes. 12-2 with 3 abstentions.
Perfect. Okay. Next order of business, General Manager's Report. I'd like to welcome Leslie Radford to come up and report.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Briefly reviewing what you have in front of you, first of all, I want to note the passing of Roz Larman, who hosted our show Folk Scene for over 40 years at the station. For a great deal of that time, she hosted it with her husband Howard, and her loss is being felt across the station and I imagine across the entire Pacifica network right now, we have very few people who've given that much, contributed that much, been as dedicated, on target, and frankly, artistic, creative, and a spokesperson for her genre, which was, of course, folk music, recognized nationally. So, goodbye, Roz, and thank you.
Goodbye, Roz.
Going briefly through what you have in front of you, the business manager and chief engineer positions have closed. I will be forwarding those to the appropriate selected resumes from those to the appropriate professionals in the network, and we will jointly be choosing both of those positions, I expect, in the next week or so. We have hired Donna Walker as a halftime subscription assistant to fill the position vacated by Janie Taylor in September. So, Fund Drive started strong. We are doing about $21,000 a day. We need to be doing about $25,000. The statistics that you may see posted on the wall outside of Studio A indicate we're doing better than that. But that $21,000 a day figure, it subtracts out the listener donations to Haitian hurricane relief, which we will be starting to send off next week. We need to get that money to Haiti as quickly as possible, obviously, so we're going to send a more than half of that next week. When you do that, what looks like a tremendous fund drive looks like a regular fund drive at this point. It is not as strong as we would like it to be, and we may end up extending for 4 or 5 days. We've also agreed to give 1 day of our proceeds to the Pacifica Radio Archives because they believe they don't have the personnel to do a 2-day fund drive in November at this point. So they'll be doing a 1-day fund drive in November and collecting from all of the stations in their current fund drives 1 day's worth of revenues. Our listeners' outpouring for Haiti has been tremendous. We're looking at about $22,000 now for that project. I doubt that anyone, any listeners who are not currently in the room listen to this, but to all of you who've donated at Haiti, it just tells you what a big heart our listeners have, to be making that contribution in that kind of very substantial way to the people. What the latest count, official count, is over 1,000 dead in the hurricane with a massive cholera outbreak at this point. Cuba has already sent doctors there. Just saying. You have in front of you, the budget and finances. You have in front of you the latest revision of the budget. It is what I will be presenting in my second meeting with the PNB, which will be either on Tuesday or the following Tuesday. I haven't been notified which yet. If it is indeed this Tuesday, that gives me a very short window to make any changes to it. When I initially presented this budget to you, I explained that your deadline for input was September 30th. That is because it is now in the hands of the Pacifica National Finance Committee. It is going to be, I won't say impossible, but extremely difficult to coordinate changes that you make with changes that they make. And I will say up front at this point that their requests take precedence over yours. That is no disrespect to you. That is just how the process works. Okay, so if they require me to do something and you require me to do something else, I am going to have to choose the National Finances Committee's recommendation because this is part of the greater Pacifica budget. It is not ours alone. And they are working to pull all of those pieces together into a single budget. And that is their perspective on this. So with that in mind, and because we don't have a budget without the approval of the Pacifica National Board, and the Pacifica National Board, I feel confident, will not approve it without the approval of their committee. I have to give deference to the National Finance Committee's recommendations at this point. The National Finance Committee has already made one recommendation, and you see the consequences in one of the tabs on the budget you have.
Do we have the budget?
It was emailed to Jamie on Friday. It's revised 2A, revision 2A. It was in an email. The 2B, yeah, I think we're up to 2B now, yeah.
If anybody has it, can they send it to the other LSB members now? So
we all got it.
Came last night.
You
can
check
your inbox.
I'm looking at my inbox right now. It's not there.
Maybe somebody can send it to Ali.
Okay. The National Finance Committee has made a really difficult recommendation. They are requiring us to fully fund central services with the stipulation that they may request more central services from each of the stations in the upcoming year. That makes the budget I gave you impossible. Let me wait until this is completed and Ali has his information.
Ali and other people.
Whomever.
It was distributed by email from Jamie, so check your inbox for a Jamie.
It went out at 12:17 in the morning.
This morning.
He must not have
gone. Yeah.
I went to Jamie on Friday.
But I believe we didn't get it until Saturday.
Let's move on.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay. What that means, it is in a tab called CS Prioritize, Central Services Prioritize. This is a, I won't say disastrous, but very troubling budget for KPFK. If we fully pay, as the National Finance Committee has prioritized, payroll, health care, and central services, and try to keep the doors open and the signal on. Okay. This is important. You need to understand the consequences of this deeply. If we do that, and we cut back, we close our programming from midnight to 5 in the morning, and we shut down all our translators and repeaters, and we cut the air conditioning in the main building, and we stop buying coffee for the staff like that, we still don't make their requirement. We're still $50,000 short. That is the budget, one of the budgets. I've put them both in front of the National Finance Committee at their request. I don't know what they're going to approve. The people have asked about the settlement agreement. The figures are all in the budget you have under the line buyout severance settlement. All those figures are there. They're included and have been. In fact, they were estimated in my very first budget I sent you, and they were not far off. I am not advocating that we make that move. Because one of the things that my prioritized central services tab does not take into account is the reduced revenue when we do that. The loss of audiences served by the translator, by the repeater, loss of audiences from midnight to 6, it doesn't take any of that into account. There is a point. I mean, there seems to be, and I don't mean to insult anybody, but a sense here that there are cutbacks that can be made that will not affect income. Okay? You can look at last year's income and expenses where we cut back payroll significantly, and you can see the direct impact on income. Okay? So for me to suggest, as I have in CS Prioritize, that we can make the same amount of money without coffee for the staff, frankly, and that little boost of energy and that little acknowledgement that they are employees, okay, that budget is still absurd on its face. I will probably be amending that before I submit it to show our rate of return per payroll dollar spent, but that still won't reflect the cutbacks in time and in the range of the signal. I would strongly urge all of you, and particularly the PNB members, to tell the National Finance Committee that we cannot make payroll, health care, and all of our central services without crippling this station in significant ways that we cannot recover from. Once we give up those translators and repeaters, going back to rent them again is going to be very difficult. And we will probably not recover them. And in that budget, we are still, as I say, $50,000 short of paying off the past premiums. That's the situation we're up against. And that was their one recommendation at the September, well, they had two recommendations, that and increase income. I love these recommendations. Go increase income and give us concrete plans to do that. As you know, we are losing staff in this upcoming year. Our staff is maxed out. Okay, they are working tirelessly against enormous odds and against their own morale problem, which is justifiable. I mean, the talk broadly around Pacifica of imminent bankruptcy is very, it makes it very difficult to come in and do your job, much less do more than your job. I have heard from staff members that they are actively seeking other employment. They're working for an institution that is failing. I do not blame them. That is the practical and sensible thing to be doing in light of all the talk. And then to ask them to do more, like provide more income, somehow, some way, is nearly impossible. I mean, these are folks who have worked for the station for 10, 15 years. Okay? They're not fresh. They're not sitting around going, oh, wow, I'm working for the greatest station in the world. It's a job, folks. They come to work. They do their job. Because they believe in the cause, they do a little more. You know, but these are people who have routines and lives and commitments outside this station like we all do outside our jobs. And it is not on them to give that up for this station. Okay? It is not on them. The National Finance Committee wants concrete plans for income by Tuesday. Concrete, measurable, based on returns that I can measure. I have not gotten those from the LSB. I have some of my own that I will be trying to include. But frankly, measuring future income is incredibly difficult if you're talking about projects that are untested. And I'm sure I will be challenged on that. That's the situation we're in. We need, in order to make our complete central services fees as the Pacifica Finance Committee has requested, we need, depending on the month, an extra $12,000 to $19,000 a month. That's not a yard sale, folks. Bella, it's 12 to 19 because it varies from month to month. Some months it will be 12, some months it will be 19. Okay, I have kicked every extra dime we have to central services so that toward the end of the year, when we have recovered a bit, more money goes to central services, but it still won't be their complete amount. Okay, so we'll start out needing 19 for central services. Come around March or so, we'll need about $12,000 to make central services. This is not a happy picture.
We're past 15 minutes now.
That's fine.
No, we're not. We're 14.
We have timekeepers, but thank you.
We have completed the elections. There is an uncertified posting of the results. I will put the results up on the website. Right now, the Pacifica.org site is mirrored on our website. I will post the official results when they're certified. The programming director has no report. I want to applaud Greg Pallas. He has given us, he started with three screenings of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. He extended that for 10. If we could do that every month, we'd be close to making our central services fees, folks, okay? I mean, I also want to thank the Spanish language programmers who had a parking lot event. I have not seen the statement from that, but I understand it's around $600. And I will close with the membership director's remarks. I asked him, do you have anything to report to the LSB? And he said, live long and prosper.
Could you, point of information, could, for the benefit of everybody else, who is that? The membership director.
Terry Guy.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank
you. I try not to identify people by name. I try to use positions.
So, questions from the LSB members, please. Aaron, Jan, Goodman, Ken, and Roberta.
Okay.
And then Michael and Charles.
Let me grab my coffee.
Grab a chair, too.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Okay. With all due respect, this LSB crunched the numbers and figured out that restoring Roy Tuckman's hours and Sonali's hours would increase our revenue by $137,000. This is a proactive and solution-oriented concept that would certainly fly with the National Finance Committee because we can show the numbers and the decrease in revenue of their hours that were taken away, and it can be projected that there would be an increase as soon as their hours are restored. Now, that motion was passed by the local station board months and months ago. I would also like to say that my question would be, I have one other comment. Depriving the National Office of Central Services is making it impossible for us to complete our 2014 audit or making it difficult. It's also making it very difficult to start the 2015 audit. These deficiencies in our financial reporting have deprived Pacifica already of $2.5 million in CPB funding. So it is not something, it's not going to a black hole. It's going to Pacifica. We need Pacifica. We need to restore that CPB funding. So please explain to me why you haven't restored Roy Tuckman and Sonali's hours.